Today's Cotton Newsline is One Cut. It features Andy Levine, President and CEO of the American Seed Trade Association. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Like in any year, Mother Nature throws us those curveballs during our winter months. And when we have warm weather, like we did this last year in December, and then cold weather again, moisture, we start to see some pressures from pests and disease early on. And one of the best things as you look at that from a farmer perspective is, what are we using as a seed treatment in order to protect the genetics and the traits that are in there? The seed treatments are really a 1-2 punch against those pests and diseases that can attack the seed when it's planted and as it germinates and begins to grow. It's key that you're using the proper seed treatment to protect that genetic. Much like a regular agrochemical, a treated seed has a small amount of that chemical on it. And so it's there to protect the genetics as you plant it. And you need to follow the label like you would just on a regular application. So first and foremost, follow what that label says and make sure that you're keeping track of the area around. If a small amount of seed is spilled when you're filling those planter boxes, make sure you clean that up or you dig a hole around that and bury that seed so it doesn't move into the environment anywhere and it's well protected. There's a great deal of information out there with respect to the proper stewardship of treated seed. We recommend first talking to your seed dealer or this company you're buying the seed from, your distributor, as well as there's a great site out there that we pull together with the cotton growers and the soybean association and corn growers. That site is seed-treatment-guide.com.